Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 10th day of Adar Beis, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Damai, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Tes. There is a machlokes as to whether a goy, when he buys land in Eretz Yisrael, does it remove the Kedusha as far as Trumas and Mises are concerned, so that any produce bought from him will be exempt from Trumas and Mises. Some say yes, and some say no. Our Mishnah is going to go according to the opinion that says no, a goy has not got the power to buy something in Eretz Yisrael and make it lose the Kedusha of Truma Amisus. And one still has to take Truma Amisus. Ma'asrin, says the Mishnah, Ma'asrin shall Yisrael, one is allowed to take Miser from Tevel, from untithed produce of a Yisrael, Al Shel Nochri, for produce that he bought from a goy. And vice versa, Mishal Nochri, Al Shel Yisrael. You can take produce that you bought from a goy, and use that as ma'aser for tevel that belongs to that you bought from Yisrael. Why? Because since our Tanakh Mishnah holds that ein kinyan legoy be'eretz Yisrael of gimena ma'aser, that a goy has not got the power to buy land in Eretz Yisrael to rid it of the chiyuv of ma'aser. That means the kedusha of the ma'aser of the land still stays as far as ma'aser is concerned. So one is separating from minachayev alachayev. Mishal Yisrael al shel kusim, you can also take Miser from Tevel of Yisrael, untied produce, for produce that is bought from a kusi. The kusi, when his produce is Tevel Vada, is certainly also needs has kedusha, and you need to take Miser from it. And the reason is because the kusim did not care, although they cared about many mitzvahs, they did not care about taking Miser before they sold it, and therefore whenever they would sell it, They would sell it as tevel untithed, so it's chayvin meiser. The mishel kel, and also mishel kusim al shel kusim. If you bought fruits from some kusim, you're allowed to take meiser from that for the produce that you bought from another kusim for the same reason. Rabbi Eliezer oiser mishel kusim al shel kusim. He says no. He says don't take meiser from produce that you bought from one kusim for produce that you bought from another kusim. What's the reason? Some explain the reason is because there's a worry that maybe one of them, maybe one kusi, intended initially to eat the fruits, took miser, and then afterwards changed his mind to sell it, which means that the produce you're buying is already potter. The second kusi that you bought it from did not take miser from his fruits because he had no intention to use them for his own consumption. He was going to sell them, and the kusim didn't take miser before they sold it. And therefore, you're actually taking min aptur alachia alachayiv. That creates big problems. The chayiv is not exempt. The chayiv, what was chayiv in miser, is not tithed now. And what's the ptur? You thought it was truma or miser. It doesn't have kedusha. That's one explanation. So that's how the Batanura, the Rabbeinu Shimshon, learns why Rabbi Eliezer doesn't want, it says you should not take Miser from one Kusi's produce over another Kusi's produce. The Yerushalmi explained the reason is as follows. Just like the Chachami made a gzera on fruits that you buy from an Amma Oretz, and they called it Dubai, because most take Miser, but some don't. And therefore you cannot take Miser from one batch of Dubai. One batch of it that you bought from Amoritz for produce that was bought from another Amoritz, because maybe this Amoritz is from the Roy, from the majority who do take Miser, and the other man's produce is from the Miut, the minority who don't. In the same way, the fruits of the Kusim, we say, they treated it as Tevel because most don't take Miser from what they sell. There are a few who do take Miser from what they sell. And therefore, you should not take Miser for this reason from the Kusi and the Kusi. You might be taking it from one Kusi who does not take Miser over, and which is Chayiv, for those, for produce which you bought from another Kusi who does separate Miser from what he sells. That means you're taking it min ha-Chayiv al-Aptur, that you can't do either. Mishnah Yud. If one has a pot plant that is perforated, that has a hole in it, and the hole is big enough to let a little root out, a root that's smaller than a kazais, Harizeka Oretz, says the Mishnah, that is considered like planting or like sowing in the ground. Why? Because once it has a hole in it of that size, enough to let a little root out, that already is considered like you're sowing it in the ground, because it nurtures from the ground, from the air outside, from the eretz. And anything that grows in that pot plant is going to be chayav min haTorah in Maisras, mamash like it was in the ground. Torom meha'aretz alotz itznakuv. What happens if he separated truma, gave truma from what was growing in the ground? Alotz itznakuv for what was growing in one of these hold pot plants. Or the other way around, he took truma from what grew meha'aretz itznakuv in a pot plant with a hole in it. Alaretz for what grew in the ground. Trumas truma. The truma is a perfectly good truma. In fact, even though it's expressed it almost as ipso facto, if he did it, it's a truma. The truth is, not just b'diavad, even the chatchila, you're allowed to do it. The reason the Mishnah expresses it in this b'diavad sort of a state is because of the sefer, as we'll soon see. So the Mishnah says, trumas truma. The truma is a good truma. Misha'ena nokuv ala nokuv. But what happens if you took truma from what grew in a pot plant that's not got a hole in it? And if it hasn't got a hole in it, it's not chayiv min haTorah in trumas and maestras. And you gave from that produce, ala nokuv for produce that grew in a hold pot plant, which is chayiv in the Torah. Says the Mishnah, truma, what you took, we will call truma because you gave it a name truma. So you better give it to the kohen, even though technically it's not really truma. You do this so that people won't treat truma lightly. Once you've given it a name, you've called it truma, give it to the kohen. The yachzav yitra, and go and take truma again for the pot plant that has a hole in it, because that's chayif. And you gave produce from a pot plant that has no hole in it, which is potter min haTorah. So therefore, that you haven't done the act of truma to make it potter, to make the what grew in the pot plant that has a hole in it potter. Aye, we said it's called truma. Yeah, but that's only in name only, just so that you shouldn't be mazalzel, you shouldn't treat truma disrespectfully. But really, it's not it hasn't played the function of truma. Similarly, min hanokuv al she'ein hanokuv. If you did it the other way around, you took produce from what grew in a pot plant that has no hole in it, which means it's chayiv min haTorah, and you gave that as truma for what grew in a ein hanokuv, in a pot plant that has no hole in it, which is potter min haTorah. You gave what's called min achayev alaptur. Says the Mishnah truma, that's going to be truma as well, because you gave it a name truma. But it's not really truma. V'loy te'ochel, it can't be eaten, the kohen. Normally a kohen can eat truma. He can't eat this truma. Why? Because the truma itself is tevel. We call it truma, but really it's tevel. It's a totally untied produce, because he used it as truma. He used it to give it for a pot plant that has no hole in it, which is potter min haTorah. Ad sheyotzi alav trumas amaisus. The kohen can't eat this truma until he himself has to take truma from it for it, because it's chayiv. It grew in a pot plant that was had a hole in it. That truma is tevel min haTorah and osur b'achila. The kohen can't eat it unless he separates trumas amaisus. Now there's two different opinions how he separates trumas amaisus. There's one day that holds that the kohen is able to separate from that chelik itself that he was mekabel as truma. That means he separates it from it. But some have the girsa in the Mishnah that he should separate trumas and maisers mimokim acher, from somewhere else. Why? Why can't he take trumas and maisers from this block, produce that's technically chayev anyway, even though we call it truma? Tosfos writes, the reason is so that people won't come to release or give the shiraim, the rest of it, to a non-kohen. You see, normally when you take truma from produce, the balance of it is given to the Yisrael to eat. He takes afterwards meiser, okay, but the balance of it is basically he's given to the truma to eat. In case people might do that, here in this case, this whole thing, however, is called truma. Why? Because he used it and he called it truma and it was used for a pot plant that at least is chayvi rabbanon. However, in the reisha, in the first case of our Mishnah, when he took truma from einoi nokuv, Al-Hanokuv, he took truma from something that has got no hole in it for something that has a hole in it, you don't have to separate trumas and maisers from it, because it's not really tevel min haTorah anyway. It's not tevel min haTorah. So that's, we're more lenient there.